Welcome to the Brown Load. I ain't gonna lie. Okay, let's as always start off as we are. There's been some drama already. It is now 25 past nine at night. You boys came online at 8 o'clock ready to record this podcast. So that's an hour and 25 minutes ago. I was late. I came on about an hour and a bit ago, late because of this.
Hang on, can I just say it is 25 minutes past midnight where I am?
Right, in Dubai. Okay, which we'll come
In
to that
Dubai.
in a minute. Satch, save your issues. There's a queue here.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, okay. Sorry, 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 sorry.
But we normally record when we're online, when you're in Dubai, basically. So when Satch is off
Yeah.
gallivanting around the world, or Kedge is at some
Gallivant,
conference
it's called
for
working though. It's
Korean
called
films
working.
because he's now an ambassador for the, I don't know, Filipino film market, and he's got to go somewhere or another to some conference. But Kedge is away, or we record online, otherwise we're together. And so we've just been having dramas. And this, can I, let me just say this right here. For all you, and I'm going to call you idiots, I'm sorry, all you idiots out there that go, you know what, Tommy? I've been thinking about starting a podcast too as well, you know. You
Don't do it.
don't it. This is why, because trust me, I'm inside here, I laugh through the pain now because life's thrown so much pain my
Have
way,
to.
I
You
guess.
have to.
You have to, right? But actually inside, I'm kind of going, you know what? This right here today would have just, most people, including myself, if I wasn't working with you two, I would have just gone, you know what? Forget it.
I've
Forget
lost the will to live. I'll be honest, I just said it. I've said it.
You're not on mic, Kedge. That's another issue. Your
Kedge,
mic is not on right
your
now.
mic is
Why
not on,
not?
Kedge.
You are coming through the computer speakers. And you know what? In fact, let's leave all that in. Let's not cut those
Yeah,
bits out.
leave it. Yeah,
If we get a
leave it.
little sound issue like that, because we've had technical issues, and sometimes you feel like it's fate. And I'm a bit, because I'm a bit messy like this. I'm like, is Kismet trying to
Yo,
tell me something?
is this
Is
better?
Rabb trying to tell me something? Is fate trying to, whatever you believe in, right?
Is this better?
Is the universe, the world? Go and say something now, Kedge.
Is this better? Is this better if I talk like this?
Sort of, is it? I think so. Might be. I might go mad
I
now.
don't know. I don't
Yeah,
know.
I don't
Just
know.
leave it. Who cares?
Who cares? Who
Who
cares?
cares? Who cares?
This is life right
We
here.
are so done with this
So
podcast.
I said this to someone the other day, and I went, you know what? We've been in the podcast just over 6 years now, well, 6.5 years.
Yeah.
I said, week in, week out, we've not missed one unless we've agreed to miss it. It's not like a, I
Yeah.
mean, it's like, and there's only been about three,
We
four
don't do
of those.
seasons. We don't do seasons. We keep going.
Yeah. Sorry. Kedge is sat in his place with the light behind him. So all I've got is a silhouette. I'm looking at like someone in witness protection. You know when they have like, you remember on Crime Watch where they go, the
It's a
witness's
silhouette.
image has
It's a
been di has been
silhouette.
disguised.
I can't be bothered, mate. I can't bother to move. I've got my legs up now and I just can't be bothered to move.
No, fine.
My
Oh, are
bum's
they
gone
still
numb.
aching from their running? Are they still
No.
aching?
My bum's gone numb for sitting there for an hour and a
Oh, I
half.
was wondering why. I thought, what have you been up to?
No, it's just sitting, doing nothing.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's a lot of sitting for you. It's a lot of sitting for you. But we are here in the UK. And in fact, what I'm supposed to be doing right now is getting excited about going to Dubai tomorrow, because I'm going to see Satch, and then we're going to go and do the Brown Load quiz on Friday night. Satch, go on, tell them some good news.
The Brownlow quiz is, do you know what? I think this is probably the one that, I mean, we've done loads of events out here in Dubai. This one is where the heat is at because everyone just wants to come to this. Like, it went from sort of like a group of 80 people, which was going to be sold out then. Then it went up to 100 people and it sold out then. We've sold it out for the third time. We've squeezed another 30 people in because I'm just,
Wow.
we just need to get them in. And I'm telling you, there's a wait list of another 30, 40 people that still want to
Wow.
come to it.
So, and actually, when I've done quizzes in the past, about 100, I just, when Satch said it was about 100 people there, I thought 120 is a good number. And he goes, well, now, because it's slowly gone up and up and released a bit more, that's the perfect number. And there's more, but actually, those more won't get in because there's a capacity on the venue.
That's a lot of people, isn't it, for a
Yeah.
quiz?
No, actually, 130 is about right. But normally, what I'm used to is like 12 tables, 13 tables of
Yeah.
10 people,
Oh
right?
yeah, no, Tommy, there's 25 tables or
Right,
something.
exactly, which is going to be great. There's 25 teams of three or four, five and six, you know, that kind of thing. Perfect. I could say, what this, how Dubai do it differently? Because the quizzes that I'm used to doing are in schools, right? They'll do the school PTA one, I've done a couple of pub ones, then a couple of kind of themed event kind of quizzes, desi quizzes, that kind of stuff. The quizzes in Dubai, bro, all-inclusive food and drink, you know, like top-notch business. It's
Proper, proper.
like,
No.
You're going for like a foot. You're going like to a wedding with a quiz master. That's what it is. I
Yep.
like.
So basically, you're going to get fed. You're going to get drinks. You can then buy an additional drinks package if you're going to drink for the next 2, 3 hours. You know, all in. You can buy that on top. You can go there, buy your bottles and all of that at your table.
And then,
While Tommy's doing a quiz, and then once all of that's done, there's a party with me DJing. So, Tommy,
hey,
a good night.
what are you going to play, by the way? Is it this? Is it
It'll
like?
be a bit of everything. We'll see what happens. To be fair, I was thinking about it, and I'm just like, do you know what? It's a Friday night, so you know we don't know. To be fair, even on top of all the quiz people, Tommy, there's another bunch of people that are coming just for the party at
Oh
after
yeah,
the quiz is done.
of
So
course, just
yeah,
for the rave.
the after party crew.
We don't call them this, but just for like, we'll just call those people for now. We'll call them the thick people, because the
The
yeah, the ones that don't want to do the quiz but just want to thick but fit. You know what I mean? I'm pretty going to get beaten up now, but you know what I mean. But the people that are going to go, I don't want to be mentally challenged. I want to be physically challenged. Let's get some dance moves going.
But I think you know, I mean, I've been here a week now, and you know, I've been speaking to people, and people are worried, Tommy, because you know, I'm looking at a group of people that are here, and they're just like, oh, I don't want to be on their team. Like, you know, I want to be with that
Ooh.
lot, and I want him on my team, and I want that person. Because I think now everyone's getting a bit tactical, saying, because obviously, you know, people have booked in big groups, so it's like, you know, the maximum's going to have six people on the team. Now they're saying, oh, I think it needs to be this six, and the other six can, like, the dumb six can go together. Do you see what I mean? We're getting to that level. So, you know, it's all
You
interesting.
know what always surprises me, how competitive people get. It's kind of fun. But anyway, how is the Dubs? Is it roasting? Is it really hot?
Roast. 41 degrees today it was
Wow.
when I went out for a little walk in the afternoon. I walked to the gym, and honestly, I was just saying to Kedge before, you know, all of this recording palaver happened, I said, we don't get heat like that back at home.
No,
And it was
nowhere
actually
near.
quite, but it was actually quite nice to get that heat on your face when you're walking. Do you know what I mean? Because it's a different kind of heat.
Yeah, but bro, I remember it being quite a sickening heat. Like, it's a
No,
heat that
there
kind of
was
makes you feel like you're going a bit boggle.
it was it was but I think when you're going out for a quick, you know, 10-minute stroll or something, and it's like you're putting your body through the conditions.
Yeah, like a cold plunge. Like you get a little hot plunge.
It's a hot plunge.
Yeah.
So
Yeah,
yeah,
it's lovely.
it's been nice. But I mean,
Nice.
you know, as always, you know, flying out to Dubai, there's always some sort of story. And you know what? I've got to say, I think in all the trips that I've had to Dubai, this one, I think I've probably, you know, smashed, I'd like to say, the most. So the whole flight, Tommy,
Yeah.
it's one of them double decker planes,
Ooh.
completely packed, not a single seat available.
Nice.
Apart from the whole row of three that I've got.
Oh, really?
You managed to get
Yeah.
all three.
Managed to get
So,
all
hold on a
three.
minute. The whole plane. So,
The homeland.
what normally happens in that scenario? And I swear we've discussed this because I know I've been in this
Yeah,
situation, so I want to
we
discuss
have
it.
discussed it. I think we've discussed it on the podcast.
Where somebody then will look over before the
Yeah.
flight takes off and go,
Yeah.
I'll sit on there. And even
Yeah.
and that person really is within their right to kind of go, Sat, you know, not that they know you, but you could go on one
Yeah.
end, they go the
Yeah.
other end, leave the middle one
Yeah.
empty, and
Yeah.
then you get 1.5 seats each.
Yeah.
Because I don't think you're within your rights to say, no, these three are all
No,
mine.
but I tell you what I did. So obviously, when I booked the window, because I know that people always want a window seat, even though I prefer sitting on the aisle. But then when I booked it, I was like, oh, the whole thing's empty at the moment. But obviously, the plane keeps filling up, putting people in random places. I heard the announcement. Doors
Cabin
now
doors
closed.
closing.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's it. Yep. No one's next to me in the other two seats, so I sit in the middle.
Perfect.
So now the plane's taken off, so no one's going to move. So that was
Clever.
it was done. That's it.
Clever.
And I thought, you know what? So that everyone was kind of sat there, like, you know, while, you know, lights went off, I went to bed, put all three pillows together, laid down on the thing, and slept all the way to the bar.
You know what you
So,
also needed to do though? Sit in the middle and just for a bit while the lights are on in the cabinet, just have a like a crazy man twitch.
no, do you know what I did? I was watching something on the screen in the middle, so I had like one foot up on the other seat, and I was like leaning on the other one like that. So I was
Yep.
kind of taking up three, if you know what I mean.
Just split your nutsack,
It
one on
was,
each one. Just
it was, it was like that. But do you know what? It did the job, and I was well happy.
well, you know
full
what?
seat banker.
That's a little win. That's a little win, Sat.
And I was thinking about it, and I was just like, you know, what would you? Because I don't think Kedge would. Would he could do that? I don't know. What do you reckon?
I would try to, but
Tommy would definitely. Tommy would have invited people over
no,
if he found himself.
no. I would have unknowingly attracted the craziest person to come and join me. And then they would have not come. They would have come to the row of three. They would have sat next to me and left the one on their side spare. And I would have,
Empty. Yeah.
or maybe that's more of a thing that happened to Ked. And Ked is sitting there kind of going, shall I
Yeah.
confront it? And he won't. He'll just kind of
He
go,
won't confirm
if
it,
you move
yeah.
to that one, then we both benefit from that seat. He'll just internalize all those benefits and then bring them up on the podcast.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
By the way, Tommy, I you know, because I checked you in last night actually for your flight tomorrow, funny enough. And the way it's looking, you might have a spare seat next to you. Because I'm the man at booking on Emirates.
Okay, let's see if you can make it two for
Let's see.
two.
Let's see.
Okay. Did you put me in the same aisle as what you had?
No, it's different. You're closer to the front. I think we might be getting away with it. Let's see.
Okay, fine.
I
What did
love
you
playing
call
this game. I love playing this game.
what did you call him though, Kedge? Because he got all of the seats. What did you said he was
Full
a
seat banker.
full seat
Full
banker.
seat banker.
Yeah, God,
Because you can
that's what he
bank
said.
on
Is
him to
any
get the full seats.
is anything you want from Dubai, anyone? While
Well,
you
Satch,
while we're here.
I gave you a mission, and there was only one thing I wanted, and that's the new chocolate that before everyone gets boggled over and before Marks and Spencer's make their own version and everybody else, including Londis, are selling it. I wanted you to get the new Dubai chocolate, which has got the it's what is known as the furry chocolate.
Oh, I saw that. What
Yeah.
is that? It's like you tear
That
it,
sounds a
you tear
bit
it.
a bit rude. Yeah, it looks
No,
like
no.
some dada's beard is inside the chocolate.
Stach.
What
Sounds rude. Hey, babe,
is
you
it?
want me
I don't
to eat
see a
your furry
furry.
chocolate? Yeah, go on in. Give it a little nibble.
I mean? You
No.
can't call it the furry
No,
chocolate. Come on,
but
that's
it's odd
disgusting.
because it actually looks like AI. You know, you get these weird AI videos where just weird stuff like someone's falling through a hole, then they're back on the stairs and they're back around again. They're falling through the hole. It's just
Yeah,
kind of like,
yeah,
what? It
yeah,
doesn't make sense and all that. So it looks like one of them because in the video they break the chocolate open. Well, Ked, you describe it. What's that middle of that chocolate bar look like?
Well, yeah. So, like I said, it looks like a daddy. Someone's like so some uncle's a daddy inside the chocolate, which is
But
weird.
what is it? But what is the middle?
It's like hair. It's like white. I think it's like candy floss. Oh.
Imagine like a white wizard's beard,
Yeah.
right?
So it's got to be
Like
candy floss then.
but sort of like no. Imagine like the almost the fluff you pull out the inside of a pillow or something like that, a bit
Right.
like that. So it's this fluffy kind of furry looking. I tell you what it really looks like. It looks like the fur that kind of grows on something when you've got ulli on it, you know, like when it's gone off and it's like gone
Right.
all really furry. So it's like
Right.
it's weird, but you break the bar open and it all bulges out like this fur is coming
Yeah.
out of chocolate. But again, I guess it's like a candy flossing. So when you put it in your mouth, it just kind of disappears a bit.
It's funny that. So then, you know, Kedja did tell me about this the other day. I looked into it. It's actually sold out everywhere. God, I can't get it. I can't
Really?
get it. So I'm still here for another
What's
week.
it
So let's
called though,
see.
Kedge? I
Furry
think
chocolate. Show us your furry chocolate. It's
Yeah.
just furry chocolate.
It can't be called furry. You can't go into Dubai and go, excuse me, my friend, furry chocolate. Where
Yeah,
is?
mate. Well, the other thing was Dubai chocolate. So, of course, I mean, the fact that it's called
Yeah.
furry chocolate makes more sense.
Hello, my friend.
The
Pubic chocolate. Where is? Where is puberty chocolate? I would like. Put your puberty chocolate in my mouth, big boy. Yalla.
Oh,
It might
lovely.
be. Yeah,
Lovely.
okay.
All right. Well, I'll go look for that. Tommy, how about you? What's
Well,
been going on?
funny to say about st sticking the furry chocolate in, because I had a bit of an
Oh.
incident today in the changing rooms. It just all came back to me today at David Lloyd. My God,
Day.
like I laughed. I laughed because it was so awkward with one particular person. Now,
On, what happened? What happened?
do you mind me? I'll give you the slightly fuller version of the story, which is just that I'm from the East End of London. I
Sorry,
grew up.
can I just jump in? Breaking news.
Yeah.
I've got the name of the chocolate.
Oh, go on, hit this. Yeah, go on.
You thought it was, we thought it was called the furry chocolate, and you
Yeah.
thought it was bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's called. And Satch, I want you to go and to all the shops and ask for the hairy daddy.
Hairy daddy.
Tommy, you're here on Thursday, so can we go ask for
I'm gonna
this
go.
together?
In fact, we should film it.
Can you
Excuse
both
me.
film it? And I want you to go to as many shops as possible asking people, have you got a hairy daddy?
Hairy
My friend?
daddy.
Hairy daddy? Hairy daddy? No, not the daddy. We want the hairy daddy.
Can you please,
Okay.
that is your mission, both of you, to do
Okay,
film
fine.
that. That will go crazy.
Right.
No, do you know what? No, I'm telling you now, Kedja. I know where that chocolate's from. You can't buy it in the shop. It's one of them ones that you've got to order it online.
Even in
it's not
Dubai?
available. Yeah, it's not available in a
Yeah,
shop. I
but
know it's not.
just for jokes, just for
How has
jokes.
it even become a thing? Who would want that? It didn't even look
It's brother
appetizing.
sold out. The
Look.
Hairy Daddy sold out everywhere.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
All
Well,
right. Cool. Go on.
again, Hairy Daddy links to this. What I'm about to say about David Lloyd as
What's
well.
happened?
So, can't.
Do you know
So.
what? I was thinking about this on the plane. David Lloyd gets so much bad press, even though, Tommy, we go there practically every day when we're there.
I am there. I am there every day. I love it.
Yeah, same here. I'm there every day. But you know.
I'm obviously I'm not going to report to you. Oh, I went there, had a concession, came home. I'm going to report and go, oh my God, this happened. That's what it
Yeah,
is.
but I mean, you know, the sponsorship's never going to happen, is it?
No, it is not. It's not.
If anything, our price is going to go up next year.
Yeah, they're going
Double.
to go, excuse me, we've heard what you lot saying. I'm going to badmouth it. There you go, double. But no, I'm in there. Now, I'm from the East End of London. This is in the East End of London. It's quite a nice David Lloyd, meaning all the kind of slightly well-to-do property types of people who have moved further out to Essex are all here. They're all from East London. They've gone just limited to Essex. And that's what happened to all my family. My family all got into property in the kind of 90s. They all did okay, except for me, because I went to university and I didn't fall out, drop out of school. So when they were coming to visit me at 22, 23 years old, they all had Aston Martins and I had a student loan. So anyway, so all of that world is there. There's a guy there. I'm not going to say his name. I'm really not going to say his name because he was a bit of a gangster back in the day. When I was growing up, 17,
Right.
18, this guy was known for, you know, not his fault, obviously, you know, but he was involved in scuffles that happened at West Ham, you know, around with the fans and, you know, rival fans and, you know, with the police or whatever else. So he's a bit of a known, you know, tough nut, tough man, but he's old now. He's, you know, he must be like nearly 60. And but he's lively, he's, you know, he's bounced around, he's Cockney accent. And I could tell he was in one of them kind of moods today because he was like, Tommy boy, Tommy Rocker, as he went past me like at 8 o'clock in the morning. I thought, oh, he's a bit lively today. And then he had his little workout, I had my little workout. Then I'm in the changing room and he went, oi Tom, hey Tom, all like East End. Hey, you seen that that Menendez documentary? I went, no. He goes, I went, is it Mendez or Menendez? And it's called Suspect, and it's about the guy who got shot at Stockwell police, Stockwell train station. Do you remember there was a
All right.
Brazilian guy who got right around 7/11, I think it was around the kind of 9 after. So right around then, everyone's heightened up, and they, you know, the police shot him, and it was a big hoo-ha because they said, oh, he jumped the barriers, he was doing a runner, he didn't do anything apparently. And it's all in this documentary. He was explaining that documentary to me. He is talking to me. Stark bollock naked. He's not wearing a thing, right? I'm by, as you can tell, look at my face. I'm by the sinks. I've come out the shower and I'm having a shave, right? By the sinks. He's.
Clothed or you were
No, I've got
you
the towel wrapped around me.
is he perched over the sink? Is he perched over the sink?
There's two sinks, there's two mirrors, and there's the pant dryer, you know, the express dryer that you put your petrol in and it
Is
dries in
he
30
hanging over
seconds.
the is he hanging over the sink?
Oh no, I didn't. The thing is, because I'm a curious little one, I wanted to look down.
Of course you did.
Yeah, but you
Okay,
can't.
I'm going to say, I don't know if it's going to get me in trouble. He's black. So, you know, I wanted to have a little peek, just see what's going on down there, right? Okay. So he's there, he does his dryer, right? And I'm one sink, so there's a sink between us. So there's a dryer, sink and a mirror, sink and a mirror. And I'm at the sink and a mirror further away. And he's talking about the series. I went, oh, I love stuff like that. Yeah, da 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 da. I said, oh, have you seen When They See Us? Have you seen this? Have you seen that? A little bit of that. He goes, no, but this Mendes thing. He goes, you know what, Tommy? He goes, it's wrong. You know, that was wrong. And you know, the police covered it up. And obviously, he's had his run-ins with the police over the years. But then he's coming in closer to talk to me, right?
Oh God. Oh
So,
God.
right, nothing on, bruv. He puts his arms around me because he's explaining, he's recreating how the coppers grabbed this guy. So now he's got no clothes on. I can feel his dodo against my leg on the outside of my towel. And I laugh because I'm going, this is a joke. This has got to be a joke.
Was it R2D2?
But he was just that comfortable because he's known me since I was 17, right? Because when all of them were getting to property,
Doesn't mean you just start, rubbing each other up.
no, we didn't rub each other up. But at that point, I thought to myself, this is going in the podcast. That's all I could think. This is going in the podcast.
That is so strange. That
I
is so
wanted to let go,
strange.
but actually he goes, yeah, Tom, and he did this. He put his arms around me because he's going, they did like that, and I can feel him against my leg, and I'm just smiling. I'm going, no way, Right, okay. And he goes, it's wrong. He goes, they put bullets in his head, Tommy. They put bullets in his head. Rah, rah, rah. So he was just deadly serious. But I think he was so passionate about the plot. And he knew me
He
coming from Iraq.
forgot.
He's going to
He
go,
forgot. He just
he
forgot,
forgot.
and he's
He
he
forgot about his
forgot.
lily. He just forgot about his lily. Forgot it was there. When it happened, I was like, what would you have done? Do you go, bloody hell, mate, what are you doing? Get your
Yeah.
thing off me. Or
Well,
do you
just
just
ride it,
bow?
haven't you? You just got to ride it, mate. You just got to
I
ride
didn't
it.
ride it. No, I
No,
didn't touch it.
yeah, you
He
ain't got to do
didn't
that, Kedgel. I bloody
touch
hell, he's just turned it into a Jay Sean, mate. He wants to Jay Sean
it.
it.
Yeah. Forget about a man for 20 days. But there you go. I just thought it all goes on. What did you call it? Sack on leather. When that
Yeah,
goes.
it's gone. Born on leg now, mate.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
On towel, on
not
towel
even
covered leg.
on
Next
towel. Yeah.
stage. I'll be completely naked. But that was, you could say that was one of the most traumatic things that happened today, but that's
Yeah.
okay because we had a great weekend. Let me focus on more positive things. Charlotte, we did the Year Dosti tour,
Oh
kicked
yeah.
off this weekend. So that was two shows in Warwick, two shows in Leicester, on the Sunday. Bruv, let me tell you something. It was unbelievable. Anybody who was there
No.
will know. Please, I hope there are, because there were Brown people come and go. I love the Brown, love the Brown. If you were there and you love the Brown load, please message DM the Brown load on Instagram and
Please
let's
do.
let me know what you think of it. And I want the boys to see it because Warwick in particular, Saturday night was electric. At the end of the show, so we're doing this tribute to Sholeh. It's called Yer Dosti. It's going to be touring all over the country. I would say the world. It might be actually be going global, but we'll wait for that. But all over the country, and I'll say this: the song's resung, dance is redone. And if you want to find tickets, go to loveentertainment.co.uk. Love is spelled LUV, because this is going down great, and it's selling out. We've sold out Birmingham, 800 seater. That's gone.
Wow.
We've sold out Stratford East next week. That's about 500
Oh.
seats gone. They're going, and the show's gone down so well because people are up at the end and they're dancing around, jumping around. We do Yer Dosti at the end, and everyone's singing along. They've got their arms around each other. We have some fun little moments, to do with kind of the scenes in the film, and it's just honestly, it took me ages to fall asleep
Ah, lovely.
after it because I
Great
was
feeling.
just buzzing.
Good.
And you realize the classics are the best. The old school stuff is the best. And it was just, no, it's amazing. So I had that over the weekend. Oh God, what a weekend. Actually, on Friday night, I went and saw the new Kevin Hart tour as well. Kevin
Oh.
Hart was in the Royal Albert Hall, right?
Ooh.
Can I'm not saying this so me and my mates were going from university, and my two, this one of the mates from university goes, Kevin Hart's in town. Are you free on whatever it was, the 11th of May, whatever, a couple of days, 9th of May, whatever it was. I went,
Hang
yeah.
on a minute. Was this the mates that you went to Bournemouth with that you got
Yeah,
into
Bournemouth
a whole
University.
heap of? Yeah, no, but you got into a whole heap of trouble when you went a few weeks ago.
That's right. This is like the one that we went and saw, we did the Ivy thing with. Now we're in
Yeah,
London.
the
Yeah,
Ivy
Absolute University.
debacle. Yeah, okay. What happened? Did you get kicked out of the Royal Albert
These
Hall
people.
or?
No, one of them goes, oh, Kevin Hart's in town. And I went, yeah, cool. Get the tickets. I went, yeah, let's do it. He got the tickets, got them. He goes, yeah, but they're a bit dearer than I thought. I went, why? How much were they? How much would you say, Kevin Hart? A regular Kevin Hart ticket. We were quite near the front. We were about sort of eight rows back, seating, and you could see his feet. Like, that's how close we were.
£90.
Huh?
£90.
For a
No,
stand-up comedy show, 90.
it'd be
I
more.
charged
Yeah, but
£27.50.
I'd say no. Because I went to watch Chappelle and Chris Rock, and that was about 100 quid at the O2, up in the sky. So I think if you're 8 rows, maybe about 150-ish.
Yeah. £270.
Wow.
200. And you know
Three
what?
hundred
I'm
quid.
sorry.
Three
I'm going to
hundred
tell you,
quid. No comedian I'd pay that much money for.
bruv, there is nothing. There is nothing I would
Not
pay
even
that
an
for.
artist, actually.
No, not even, I can't. Okay, what hour and a half with anybody, hello, would be worth 270 quid, depends what you're going to get. But what, like, and I was so, and I rung, I went, really? I go, have you bought them? He goes, yeah, I bought them. And then I didn't want to
So you
go,
see, you spent
oh.
over £1,000 on tickets for three,
The
four of
three of
you.
us, no, just under, because
Three,
it's
just under, right?
233
Okay,
quid would be a
yeah.
grand. So we're about £900, nearly £900, right?
Whew.
What was it? It's £810. You're going to make me work out
Yeah.
exactly that, right? And then you kind of go, it's just not worth it. But now he's done it. And then I thought, oh, and you know what, Satch? Remember at one point, I was like,
Yeah.
we were going to be in Dubai last weekend. So I was like, oh, if that happens, then I can resell the ticket and I'll get
You
out
could have
of it.
got out of it. To be fair, do you know what, Tommy? I was gutted you wasn't in Dubai this weekend because I was on the yacht on
I
Saturday.
saw
Oh,
the
great.
bloody videos, mate. That looked unbelievable. It was
Honestly.
Snatch is there. He's DJing on a yacht. It's hot. The water's around. Everyone looked all beautiful and lovely and tanned up and living the
And do you know
dream.
what? There weren't many people, maybe I'd say about 50, 60. It was such a good party, like good mix of people. It was, I really enjoyed DJing on Saturday night. It was just nice. Like, I think when you're just on a yacht, it's a different vibe, isn't it?
Well, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know.
See, that's what I
Maybe
mean.
there's.
I'm gutted that you weren't there, Tommy, because
Jaden, maybe
you
you should
could
do
have.
like DJ Dinghy, right? And just like, and then just
Bye.
kind of,
I'll get there in a month.
it could be some dinghy. I'm trying to find a little dinghy back. That could be a little, just play little dinghy related songs. I could see that happening. Little personal.
DJ.
It's like a little
DJ
VIP room.
Dinghy on the dinghy with his dinghy out.
Yeah.
With his little thingy
Yeah, go
playing
on. So
with
300 quid, Kevin Hart. Was it
the
worth it? Was it worth it?
thingy. He was good. I'm sorry, nothing is worth that. He is, of course, he's good, right? And actually, this tour was good because it was back sort of basics. He's done like quite big tours where he's had like visual screens and all this stuff behind him. It doesn't really work. And the octagon thing, I think it just takes away from what it is. This was simple him coming out, talking about stuff, getting a bit real, got some great references, great stories, brilliant. But then on the way back, actually, we went via a bar, a very swanky bar, because
Oh,
again,
right.
that same guy wanted to go to a swanky bar.
Right.
And he pulled out all our next thing I know, there's three whiskeys in front of us. I don't really drink whiskey, right? I'm not really a spirits drinker
I'm
anymore.
glad you said pulled out whiskey.
Yeah, it was a whiskey business. And these whiskeys were older than these two, because I'm 48 and this whiskey was 47 years old. It worked out something like £200 a shot.
Oh my
Whoa.
God. What,
Yeah,
Tommy, what
this is
kind of
what I
mates have
mean.
you
I
got?
need rich friends. I don't have rich friends. This is incredible.
No, bro, hang on a minute. I know Tommy. He does not care about a £200 shot of
No, I
whiskey.
do not. And if anything, you know me, I'd rather sit down and go, let's get a stack of Aloe Vale Pronte, a bowl a day, and sit down and just chill and eat and fall asleep. That'd be
Right.
lovely. And can I be really honest? He got it and he got those shots and not shots, pegs or whatever you want to call it. I don't know what to call it, a small drink. And then and I had one sip of it just because I thought I've got to try a 47, six, whatever it's 7 year-old whiskey.
Yeah, tastes like
It tasted
200 pound
normal.
whiskey.
Huh?
200 pound whiskey.
Right.
Did it
And
taste like Teachers or Bells?
bruv, I joked to the other guy. I went, that could be Bell's. That could be Famous Grouse. And his and I and this could all just be a fake, like, what do you think of this 47? I'll go, oh God, it's amazing. It's like it's got all these
Yeah.
amazing flavors. And
Oaky
but
flavors.
I tell you what happened. I don't even know the name of it. Oh, I do know the name of it, but I shouldn't really say it. I'm not a bad mouth. It's really kind of nice whiskey. But it as soon as I had a sip of it, it made my ears go hot.
Oh,
Like a reaction. Yeah.
what?
And my forehead started aching straight away. I was like, mate, I went, this is not for me. And he goes, seriously, he goes, you're turning it down. I said, I'm turning it down. He poured it into his glass. My other mate said, I don't really like it either. He poured it into his
Oh,
glass. So he ended up
oh,
having all three, the
he has
600 quid's
600
worth of,
quid.
yeah. And then we were like, I was like, in fact, I'm tired now. I just want to go home. And we'll go back. We were all staying in a hotel up the road. So he went, well, what am I going to do with this? He goes, I can't just neck this. So he put it in a paper cup and took it out the bar. And he had
Wow,
this
classy,
600 pound
classy,
cup of whiskey in a
classy.
paper cup.
And so you stayed out in a hotel. Where did he book that? Like, somewhere on Park Lane as
Sheraton,
well.
just
Like,
somewhere nearby.
do you know what I
No, it was
mean?
actually just a Novotel, actually just nearby. But it just
All
meant
right,
because the
okay.
next day I was jumping straight on the train to go to Warwick
Right.
for the first Year Dorsey show, and I need to get there
Surely.
early for rehearsals and mic checks and all that stuff. So there's no point
Mic
going
check,
home,
mic check.
disturbing all the kids and stuff, and then going away. But it was good. Look, it was a mad packed weekend of Kevin Hart, crazy whiskeys, Year Dorsey, and now here we are. So, and it's nice and sunny. Can we
It
big
is.
up the
Oh,
sunshine? It's lovely.
we are. I know Satch is basking in 41 degrees, but we are sort of basking in about 22, 23 degrees. The weekend we
Oof.
just had was, it was lovely,
Has
really
it still
warm.
been sunny since I've left? Because obviously it was, 2, 3 weeks before I went. It
Yeah,
was
it's
lovely.
lovely
Is it
today.
still
Yeah.
carrying on then?
Yeah, it's just carrying on. We're in for it for another week or so, and it's just
Lovely.
gorgeous. I went out for a run, my first run after the marathon. What I
Oh.
realized is my muscles and legs are still messed up. They were absolutely
Oh.
shredded and pounded. And so only did 3 miles, and that last mile felt like I was doing 26 again. So
Oh, really?
I think I've got to take it easy because I don't want to make the mistake of going too quickly again. So that
Injuring
was
yourself, yeah.
interesting in this heat. But again, the big thing that everyone's getting excited about is, and we've got to mention it because obviously I'm Spurs, Zach is Man United,
Oh,
and
yeah.
the Europa League is happening, the Europa League final next week. So you'll be in Dubai still.
Yeah.
Satch will. I'll be back.
You'll
This
be
is 20.
back. Tommy
It's
will be
on
back.
the
Yeah.
Wednesday, isn't it? Is it
On
on
a
Wednesday?
Wednesday. Yeah. And it's being billed as the two worst teams in the English Premier League because they sit currently 16th and 17th in the Premier League. So,
El
it's not hard.
Crapico. Again, as you know, I'm still the teams that are 16th and 17th in the Premier League
Yeah.
are through to the final of the Europa.
Yeah.
So what does that
Yes.
mean? Inconsistent play, or is the Europa that rubbish? Because Europa can't be rubbish because West Ham are, champions of Europe. So it was really
Well,
hard.
no, but West Ham won the Europa League Conference. So let's
Yeah,
not
that's
forget about
different. Oh,
that.
is that
That's
not this
different.
one?
Yeah. No, that's
No,
even
no,
lower.
no.
That's
Oh,
even
no.
lower level.
That's the one that Chelsea's in the final for.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But
Okay.
basically, all the top six teams are all in finals. And Arsenal are obviously still in there because they were the best team in the Champions League.
Can I just say, I've been absolutely rinsing Arsenal fans for the last week. It's been brilliant. It's been the great week of football banter.
Arsenal fans are not even replying to me anymore. They've
No,
been loud.
they've given up.
They've
They've given
been
up.
loud all season, but all of a sudden they've gone very quiet. And the thing is, they go, "Why does everyone pick on Arsenal fans? Because they are the loudest. They
Yeah,
really are
agree.
the loudest."
Yeah, agree,
Anyway.
agree. Okay, so anyway, next week, yeah, we play. And do you know what, Kedge? I don't think I'm bothered about it. I'm not bothered about it.
I
No,
think a
I
little
don't
bit.
care.
A little bit, just
No,
a bit.
I don't care. I don't
Kedge
care. I
cares.
really
Kedge
don't
cares a
care. Yeah,
lot.
no, Kedge cares because Kedge is the kind of guy that wouldn't go out if Tottenham are playing, and I can't get my head around that. Like, for me,
No, I
don't get me
care.
wrong, I do follow Man United, but it's not going to stop me from getting on with my life. I'm just going to be doing
Well,
normal
no,
things. Do
it
you see what I
depends
mean?
what you have to do. But I care because unlike Man United, you have won trophies. Tottenham have not won a trophy in absolute ages. Do you know what I mean? And so it would be such a big moment. So I'm going to watch it in the Tottenham Stadium with a bunch of
What?
Tottenham fans.
Oh, you're gonna
They're
go
gonna...
to it? Brilliant.
No,
Oh.
it's not being played there though.
What are
No,
you
I know.
doing?
No, they're gonna televise it.
You're gonna go to a state that bruv, that's embarrassing. Hold on a minute. Explain that to me. So you go to an empty stadium where there's no football being played on the
Empty
pitch.
stadium, but there'll be
Yeah.
60,000 of us.
So all the fans are sat in
Hang
seats
on
looking at
a
what?
minute. The
Looking
four
at a
screens.
screen.
The four screens behind you.
Bruv. That's can I be honest? I'm sorry, I'm gonna just say the analogy just come to my head. That's like putting on a condom and watching porn. That's
Well,
what you've just done.
I think you're bang on. I think you are bang on. And do you know what? He was just cussing Arsenal fans. I think this is quite sadder, Tommy. Like this is ridiculous.
The thing,
That
the thing, the
I
everyone
believe
is
it.
up in arms though, because basically last time when we had this in the Champions League final, they put these massive jumbotrons, like six of them, on the actual pitch, so you didn't have to
So
turn
what?
around.
No, but see, you're just gonna have to go in your seat, and you're gonna have to look at a screen that's up in the sky, basically.
Yeah, because Tottenham have got four in the corners, right? So
Yeah,
they're pretty
yeah.
big. So you're going to have to watch it on there. But the problem
That's
is
too
that,
far. That's too far away.
well, exactly. So people are saying, hold on a minute. Last time they put the screens on the pitch, which was better. But now Tottenham have got there's some game the day after. So they said, well, it'll ruin the grass.
And how many fans are going to do this?
It'll be full, 60,000.
You know what?
60,000. 60,000 are going to watch something that's not Tenner.
happening on the
Tenner for a
pitch.
ticket. Tenner for a ticket.
Sad.
Bruv, that's still £6 million they're making in revenue
Yeah,
forget the
I know,
money,
but
for a screen.
that's got to
For a
be
screen.
60,000 absolute losers who are going to go to a football
Why do
stadium
you
and
think
nothing's happening.
our CEO is Gujarati, bro?
Well, you know what? I don't get in this day and age. Actually, surely this is possible, where the floor could almost be made of LED screens. And they live project the game onto the screens so
No, I'm
you can see in
sorry.
a stadium and what looks like you're watching the players, but you're not, you're
They
watching the digital screen.
don't
That'll
have
be a
to.
little bit better. It's like
Yeah, but they don't
simulation.
have the capability, bruv. Like
No,
they're not that high tech.
we haven't
No,
got the
but
capability.
Levy, is he still in charge?
Yeah, Daniel Levy. Yeah.
Daniel Levy, that's it. Yeah,
Levy.
he can make it happen. He's done some
He
pretty
used to,
good things, yeah.
levy it. But so,
That is actually really sad.
well, yeah, it is sad, but it could be an iconic moment for all the Tottenham fans. And you probably won't see me on Thursday. I'll be giving you updates from wherever I end up. So, Sach, one thing you do have to be careful of is that there's some changes happening in the UK, and I think we've got to
Oh,
address it.
yeah.
And that is that our boy, the Prime Minister, Starmer, who?
Our boy.
Well, he's because he's UK's boy, isn't he? So he's who? Let's be honest, we don't really see a lot of. You know what I mean? By now,
We just stayed quiet throughout that one. Yeah, go
but
on.
like by now, we'd already known what color pants Rishi Sunak wears, what kind of coffee mug he has, everything. We don't know anything about Starmer yet, but all of a sudden he's come out of nowhere and he's getting tough on immigrants. He's basically saying that it needs to be a 10-year process to apply to for people if they want to settle in the UK. He's just
Yeah. Wow.
become a real tough stance on immigrants. And I'm like, hold a minute, is this Farage in charge of the country? Have we got Trump in? What is going
But
on?
within political debates. Oh, okay. So is he so
Well, we're not
so
doing political debates, but it's quite worrying that he's like, where's all this come from? Has he just jumped into bed with Donald
well,
Trump?
I think I've been here from the bits I've been hearing. We don't normally get involved in this kind of stuff, so I feel I'm always a bit nervy about talking about things like
No,
this.
I'm just saying that Satch might have to be careful. He might not be allowed back in the country.
Oh yeah,
Well, hey, no, it's cool. I'll stay here. It's no damn bother me. Just
you
means
know,
that, the podcast every week might be an issue because Skype's shut down. We can't record a podcast. But now, I'll happily leave. It's cool. It's just you two.
In my recent life poll of just chatting away to certain people, a lot of people have got their eye on Dubai long term. They're going, you know what? Let's go. Forget it. I don't know what we're doing. I'm not interested. Don't want all this. Just want to be more safer. Want my money to go further. Want to have a better life. And your money does go further over there if you bought somewhere now and what you get and the weather and all that kind of stuff. But no, immigration is a big thing. The thing is, okay, here's where I stand on all things news, which is the reason why I stopped doing news channels as well and doing it all, is I realize there's contradictory
Well,
facts
hang on a
and
minute.
everything.
You did serious news.
Yeah,
Well,
you're on GB News.
I pop up on GB News, Talk Radio.
But it's still you. It's still kind of giving it a bit of a like. It
No,
wasn't like it was. You wasn't doing like reporting actual journalist
but
stuff, were
I
you?
wasn't.
You were
No,
kind of.
you're
You
right.
were
I
kind of
wasn't
giving an
like,
opinion. Yeah.
yeah, I wasn't. And there's a Tommy Sandy reporting live from the field, back to the
That's what I
studio.
mean. Because
No.
I mean, I can take you seriously if you're giving me the
No.
news.
But like, you would have to talk about things like immigration or, I don't know, abortion or whatever it might be, particularly building up in the elections. And I realized everyone was so feisty and everyone's so angry and everyone's so, oh, are you left? Are you right? I said, I don't know. I'm not either. I'm just like, whatever suits me at that
Well,
time.
I'm left-handed, but I bat right-handed.
Yeah, you go both ways. Everyone's always
Yeah,
said,
ambidextrous.
and so, yeah, oh, yeah, is that what you call it? Yeah, handy dexterous.
That's it.
Andy Dexter. And so with this one, I think immigration's been blamed for, oh, it's the reason why the NHS is there. Too many foreign people, we're losing our identity. That's what Brexit was about. So you're just like, oh, it's just so depressing. I listen to LBC now sometimes. I have to turn it off because I'm like, news is just too depressing. And then you know what? I love Donald Trump in and amongst it all because he's so ridiculous. And I know people are going to mess and go, oh my God, how can he say that? He's really terrible. I'm sure he is. And I know he is on a political level, but it's so crazy now that it just makes me laugh. So the clip I saw today of Donald Trump, while you talk about your boy Starmer, let me talk about Satch's boy Trump. And no, you've said it in the
My
past.
boy.
You said it,
What
bro.
do
You
you
said
mean,
it.
my
You said
boy?
you like him. You like him a lot. You like him the most out of all of us. You said,
He's
Yusuf, and we're
coming in.
like,
By the way, he's in the UAE on Thursday.
oh, hello. He's coming to the quiz. He's
He's
coming to
coming into
the
the
quiz. DT Melody Shark EP. I'm known to make you rock. Let's go, DT. Let's go. So no, he's on a clip and midway through, like he's at a press conference and someone goes to him, oh, you've been given a jet. Now, don't forget we've got Labour ministers over here being done, actually being done for being given theatre tickets and things like that, and not declaring it or declaring it too late, right? And here he is, he got given a jet, right? And the woman goes, that jet is really for your personal use. Do you think it? And he goes, you know what news channel are you? And he said a news channel. I don't want to get it wrong. And he goes, yeah. He goes, you know what? You're a real idiot for asking that question. Right? He goes, you're a real idiot. And she doesn't retort, doesn't say anything. And he goes, you know why an idiot? Because he goes, sometimes there's a guy, there's a golfer. His name's like Jeff Steed or something like that. And he goes, he a fantastic golfer, 82 championships, 82 championships. He's won 82 times. And he goes, you know what? He had a phrase. And that phrase was, if you can take a putt, take a putt. Like if there's an easy one, just take it and move on. Right? Don't gamble it. Don't give it away. Don't risk it. And he goes, you know what? He won 82 championships. He goes, otherwise, you'll take a swing at it, you'll miss it, and you'll wish you just took it. And he goes, so really, what I should be saying for that jet is, thank you very much for the jet. And that's what I did say. It was hilarious. And he just shut it down. Whereas other ministers, everyone else gets caught in the debate of, oh, no, yeah, I got these tickets for free. What it was, someone contacted me. And he's like, yeah, so what? I got it. It's free.
You take it. I mean, it is the truth. Yeah.
And I'm like, and it was always weird because at the BBC, you couldn't take anything because you had to be impartial and all that. And that was maybe slightly, well, no, maybe it's probably no different. Isn't
no,
it?
That's all, yeah. And that's all changed. That's all changed.
This is the president and he's taking jets as gifts. And then when people question, he's going, screw you. I'm like, man, this guy's just different. That's all.
Yeah, very, NFG. Very he's coming to the quiz. He's coming to the
but
quiz.
You, are you worried about getting your relatives in? Is that where this is going? Do you need just a sponsor anyone to get them in?
No. Everyone is here now and multiplying. So it's all.
But look, think of it this way now. Like, obviously, look, all of our parents are immigrants and came over, you know, like looking for jobs and stuff. Otherwise, Kej, look, you know, I'd be in Kenya. You'd be in another part of Africa because that's where your parents are from. Tommy, where would you be from?
I'll be in Punjab. I'll be a
you'd
farmer.
Be in Punjab. Do you see what I mean?
You so never would have met.
It's quite sad that, like, in a weird sort of way, that this is it. Then we might be the last of. Do you know what I mean? No more. This doesn't happen anymore. That's it. It's just the people that are in.
There's got to be an app for that. There's got to be an app that is almost like if we hadn't migrated, and if they kind of look at your stats, they look at all the stats of the people of that area. So let's
like
say
the AIU, AIU, back to where you
and they kind of go
from.
Well, based on Kedge's family, they're from. Do you mind me saying where Kedge in Africa?
Uganda, yeah,
Uganda, right? They're from Uganda. Yeah. Sorry, because Sachin said Sachin goes another part of Africa, but why is he not saying Uganda?
I wasn't sure.
I knew it was Uganda, but I thought maybe
my dad's from Sudan, so God knows where I'd end up.
Sudanda, a combination of of both, right? I don't know. Sudanda sounds like fun though. Let me show us your Sudanda.
The guy in the gym did, mate.
He did. He touched his Sudanda. And I just wanted a gander at his Sudanda. But it turned out I got a lot more than that.
That's right. Do you know, like, so all of this, like, I'm thinking of it, like, you know, like, are we doing, like, the doll thing where you come in a packet? So it's like your AI version of that where you came from.
Yeah. Right.
And they kind of go, well, based on that, okay, he was from, let's say, that part, that village. So most of the people from there, they went on to work in tech, you know, and then like, all their tech. If you were an arts person, you would have done this. If you were a tech person, you would have done that. If you were academic, you would have done this. If you're entrepreneurial, you might have been this guy. And you're like, oh, these are the circles I would have been in. Who knows? I might have chipped out and gone to Delhi or Bombay and wanted to pursue acting, you know, and maybe we would all met there, you know, doing films or media in Mumbai. And we'd all be there right now at Spotify or Apple or Mirchi in India working there. It could have happened.
I don't think so. I would have been in Kenya, you know.
Do you think when you get to heaven, they tell you this? Do you think when you get to heaven, they kind of go,
no.
Look. Oh, thanks, Kim. I think they should.
No. Your alternate life, basically.
Yeah, people always kind of go, oh, you know, tell me things about my life and whatever else, you know, like, or did I do the right thing? Am I a good person? I don't want to remember things from my life. I want to go, hey, you know, that day you went there, if you'd gone and got the lottery ticket that day and done a lucky dip, you would have been 150 million. Right. Yeah. That's it. You're like, oh, right. It's almost like you get all the post life cheat codes that what could have, would have, should have.
That'd make you annoyed. That'd annoy me though.
It wouldn't because it's done now.
You're dead. I suppose you're dead. Yeah, so that makes a difference. Oh, brilliant.
Okay. Things
we have learned. I'm going to start because mine is relating to the trophies because I knew that Man United are playing Spurs. So I'm kept on sporting related. And I came across an article talking about trophies and things like that about the most expensive sporting trophy of all. Do you know what it is? Like, which trophy is physically worth the
Oh,
most?
the World
Right?
Cup,
Because,
Football World Cup.
like, I tell you now, like the FA Cup one was surprised me. The FA Cup was fourth, and it's worth $1 million. It's got this website, it's an American
Wow.
website. So,
Wow,
because it says it's 61 and a half centimeters, it weighs 6.3 kg, and it's made from solid sterling silver. It's worth
silver, yeah.
$1 million, about 800 odd grand, whatever, in English money, in sterling. But that's not the most expensive one.
Kedge, what did you say?
The World Cup.
The World Cup, the gold one.
Yeah.
What's it called? The Woodlawn vase?
The Jules Rimet.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. What am I doing? I'm looking at the wrong one. I'm reading the wrong bit. You're right. The FIFA World Cup trophy. Sorry. I'm looking at the horse. Sorry. The horse. By the way, horse riding, 2.5 million. That's the second Woodlawn. That Woodlawn
Oh,
vase.
that's a big one, that one.
Yeah. It's two and a
Yeah, that
half.
is a
That's
biggie.
a. But you're right. The FIFA World Cup trophy is worth $20 million. It's 37
Wow.
centimeters and it's made from 18 karat gold. Just
Ooh.
going to put that all in perspective. That's $20 million. World Cup, FIFA World Cup. Now, you know how much money there is in cricket, and particularly the ICC. The ICC Cricket World Cup trophy, 30 grand. It's worth
Oh,
nothing.
cheap as chips,
30
mate.
grand. And it's made from gold and sterling silver, 11 kg, 66 centimeters. But there you go. FIFA World Cup, most expensive
That's a
trophy.
bit rubbish, that is. 30 grand for
30
the
grand is a bit
flipping
rough.
cricket
When you
one.
consider the football one, the Football World Cup is
It's got
$20 million.
more history
I'm
attached
just,
to it, though.
yeah, I suppose it has, but I'm just looking at it in the sense of, you know, when you play cricket and then they've got that car there, the car's probably worth more than the trophy.
Yeah,
You know,
oh
when
yeah.
it,
Yeah, it
yeah,
is.
isn't it?
100%.
Probably.
100%.
All right,
Right, what
cool.
you
Can I
learn?
go next? The thing that I've learned is the difference between theft and robbery.
Oh, okay. Hold a minute.
Robbery.
I bet this is one of them technicals, like theft is if you've
Does
taken it and got
one get
away.
more years in prison?
Yeah, it does actually. Yeah.
Oh.
Is theft, no, not from someone else's property versus, no, it wouldn't be your own, but like, or like, is it where
Robbery
it's
gets
stolen
robbery like
from? Come on. Does
if
one
you're
involve breaking in and one involves, so if you thieve something, you could just be walking through the shop and robbery involves breaking in. That's what I'm going to
theft
give you.
involves taking someone's property without their consent. So you've just taken it. That,
Yeah.
you know, like it's, there's no, while robbery is theft that involves a force or intimidation.
Right, so you've broken in or
You've
you've
broken,
held someone.
yeah. And do you know what? I learned that on Diamond Heist, which was on Netflix. I watched a couple of weeks ago. And you know, all the people got caught and they said, "We're not robbers. We're not going down for robbery. We're thieves." And then they got off lightly because that was what they were fighting on, that they're thieves.
Oh man. Yeah, no, but they would have forced their way in to get the diamonds.
No, but they were still saying that, like, yeah, we didn't hurt anyone. We didn't hold anyone hostage.
Oh gosh, look
So,
at that. Look at that. All right, okay, so
yeah.
theft. I like that. Theft versus robbery. What's yours, Ted?
My
Kedge?
one is, you doing your Cholet tour at the moment, featuring the big man, Amitabh Bachchan. He was also in a film called Diwar, if you remember. Have you
Yeah.
seen it? So when they advertised
What's
it,
the line? What's the line from that? What have you got?
Minigun,
What's
Mark,
your
Mark, yeah,
Meribas?
Minigun
Meribas
Gadi
Mahe.
here, Minigun Gadi here, and Basa here, whatever. What have you got? And he goes, Minigun Mahe. So, yeah, he's got his mum. Got his
So
mother.
in 1978, it was advertised in the New York Times as an advert for a Bollywood film, but they had
Right.
to change the title. They couldn't call it Diwar. Do you know what they called it?
Why? Why couldn't they call it Diwar?
Well, I don't know, but they had to have an
Unless it
English
was under
title.
secret. So they didn't want people to know what it was, what the film they were. Well, they were advertising for the film. What do you mean? Like,
It was an advert in the New York Times, and
to
they
come and watch
changed
the
it.
film or act in the film?
No,
Like,
that it
there
was
was.
like it, that it was coming out in the cinemas on
Okay, yeah, so a promotional advert.
in May 1978, Bombay Cinema, and they called the film "I'll Die for Mama."
Oh,
I'd
really?
die for Mama.
Why
Yeah,
didn't they call it the one?
I don't know. That's just how it was in
I'd
New York.
die for
They
Mama.
changed the title
I'd die for
completely,
Mama.
and they called it "I'll Die for Mama."
I'd Die for Mama sounds like it stars Ice Cube and you know, someone along those lines in it. I'd die for LL Cool J.
Hello, cool.
Nah,
Yeah.
sounds like Malkeet Singh's song, isn't it? Because Sada Mama, but I agreed, I
Yeah.
will die for Sada Mama.
Imagine going to the film and going, I'm going to cinema tonight. Yeah, we're going to go and watch I'll Die for Mama.
Yeah,
Brilliant. Brilliant.
that's so strange. So
Yeah.
strange. There you go. Look, things we've learned. Divard was blown as that. It's good. It's good facts.
Another thing we learned before we go is we're coming to Harrow to do our live
Yes.
podcast.
Yes. What's the date?
It is the 25th of May, which is a Sunday, 6 p.m. Harrow Arts Centre. Our tickets are available, but I'm telling you, we've already sold over half, so limited tickets now.
Lovely. And I'm in Harrow when I come back from Dubai this weekend for my solo show. Get this, boys, sold out. 500
Amazing.
seats gone for
Amazing. Just to see you do
just
comedy.
to see me.
That's
And
brilliant.
how lovely is this? And how weird is this? Richard Blackwood is going to be a surprise. I'll tell the brand owners he's going to be a surprise warm-up guest. Here he goes,
What
I'll
day is
jump
that?
on
What
it.
day is that?
Sunday, you can come. You just will stand
What's the
side the
Sunday to
stage.
what?
This Sunday.
Oh, this Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tommy's proper rock and roll this weekend, mate. He leaves on when he leaves tomorrow, Wednesday, gets to Dubai Thursday, hangs with me Thursday, does the event Friday, leaves Saturday, gets back, and then
Yeah,
he's got
I do
event
two
Saturday,
shows. I
Sunday.
do Luton and I do. Oh, I don't know. No, it's Luton and Harrow Saturday. Sorry, it's Backyard
Luton and
Comedy
Harrow,
Club on
yeah.
Sunday. Luton and Harrow Saturday night, Kedge.
Wow, Saturday
There
night.
you go.
Two shows in one night.
All right.
That would be amazing. So, Tommy, you could be with me on a Friday in Dubai, and then Kedge could be with you on a Saturday in Harrow.
Lovely. Eating
What
furry chocolate if I get it.
a weekend, mate.
I'll give you my what do you call it, furry daddy,
Furry chocolate, yeah, furry
on the
chocolate. No,
weekend.
but make sure you please come out to 25th of May, because
How do we get tickets
it
for the live podcast, Satch?
loveentertainment.co.uk. That's love with a U, LUV.
Okay, so those are the guys that we do all the comedy stuff with and all that. They're doing all the ticket sales. So luventertainment.co.uk. When you go to that website, it will have like all the shows that they're doing. You even see like Tommy Sandu live and those Bollywood Time Machines, Yeah Dosti, and all the things, other shows that we're doing and other people's stand-up shows. I think we go to other events. We're going to be down as other events.
No, you can do your name. Click on Tommy
Or
Sandu.
if you click on all events and just scroll down till you get to the 25th of May, you'll see it. You know what? They're a tenner. These tickets are a tenner. It's going to be about a 1 hour, just over an hour podcast, probably.
Gosh,
So
we're a cheap night out, ain't we?
we are. And it's more just because we want to meet our people. We don't want to make this kind of like an old crazy price for you to get. Just come along, watch the podcast. If you've never watched a podcast live, break up your evening, chilled Sunday night. If you're living nearby, we'll see you there. It's Northwest London, massive. Come on out, we'll see you there. So loveentertainment.co.uk for the tickets. 25th of May, the live Brownload podcast, all three of us.
And if you're listening to this on a Thursday, the day this comes out, you can catch me and Tommy in Dubai on Friday. So that'd be pretty cool as well.
Things are so mental right now. It's like there's so many events and shows. And don't forget, we're doing all the Kingfisher stuff. We're doing all this kind of brand stuff and other stuff is lined up. This is going to be a mad year. Let's go. All right. Wishing you all the best. Have a great weekend, week, whatever. And Kedge will catch you on the weekend, hopefully.
Have a good
And
one out in
Satch,
Dubai.
I'll see you out in Yalla Habibi land. All right.
Yes. See you
Okay. Catch you in a
there.
bit. Laters, boys.
Laters.
Laters.